Anthropic just blinked. 24 hours after we covered the silent classifier story on yesterday's show, the company has officially walked it back. The restrictions stay, but the silence ends. And cybersecurity researcher Chompy Palmiotti reports Fable refused to read a blog post for her because the keyword filter tripped. Welcome to AI in 15 for Thursday, June 11th, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Big day, Marcus. Anthropic backs down on the silent sabotage policy after a researcher revolt. Dario Amodei drops a policy essay calling for FAA-style government veto power over frontier models on the exact same day. Google open sources Diffusion Gemma, a state-of-the-art text diffusion model running at 1,000 tokens per second on a single H100. Fedora discloses the first publicly documented AI agent supply chain attack against a major Linux distribution. OpenAI's confidential S1 gets a new wrinkle. Washington in talks for a 1-5% equity stake. A 2-cent bank transfer could have hijacked Bunk's AI assistant. And AWS quietly forced data sharing as the price of admission for Fable on Bedrock. Anthropic concedes, sort of. An AI agent argued a Fedora maintainer into merging a backdoor. And the public wealth fund moves from theory to negotiation. Lead story, Marcus. Anthropic blinked. Walk me through what changed.
Major reversal, Kate, but read it carefully. As we covered yesterday, Claude Fable 5 shipped Tuesday with hidden classifiers that silently swap in the weaker Opus 4.8 model when the user appears to be doing frontier AI research. Training pipelines, accelerator design, large model architecture. No notice to the user. Different behavior than the cyber and bio safeguards, which display a notice. Within 24 hours, the backlash was universal. Nathan Lambert at the Allen Institute called it appalling. Jeremy Howard of Fast.ai accused Anthropic of granting itself frontier research access while sabotaging others. Antares, the creator of Redis, tweeted that what Anthropic is doing is, quote, deeply wrong. By Wednesday afternoon, Anthropic announced the safeguards will now be visible to the user, not silent.
But the restriction itself stays.
That's the part to underline, Kate. The user gets a notice now. The substitution still happens. You're still paying $10 a million for a frontier model that will sometimes refuse to do frontier work. And the keyword triggers are wider than Anthropic acknowledged. IBM X-Force researcher Valentina Palmiotti, handle Chompy, reported Fable refusing to summarize a public security blog post. Matt Suice reported it refusing routine code review on tangentially security-related code. So the safeguard isn't catching intent, it's catching vocabulary.
And then the timing of the Amodei essay.
Almost too perfect to be coincidence, Kate. The same Wednesday Anthropic was backing down on silent classifiers, Dario Amodei published a two-part essay called Policy on the AI Exponential. Five pillars. FAA-style mandatory third-party testing of frontier models, with government power to block or reverse a release that fails. Labor market policy including wage insurance and potentially UBI funded by AI taxes. FDA reform. Civil liberties guardrails, and a democratic coalition controlling chips and chip-making equipment. Frontier models defined as anything trained with more than 10 to the 25th flops, or developed by a firm with over $500 million in AI revenue. That catches OpenAI, Google, Meta, XAI, and Anthropic itself. It exempts essentially every open weights project.
So put the two together.
The Hacker News reaction did it for me, Kate. Top comments, make open weight models illegal, regulatory capture propaganda, and a striking reversal for a company whose 3-year policy line had been transparency, not gatekeeping. The combined read is uncomfortable. On Tuesday, Anthropic ships a product that quietly disadvantages competing AI researchers. On Wednesday, Anthropic publishes a policy paper asking governments for veto power over competing AI labs. The defense Amodei would offer is that the exponential is real and somebody has to write the rules. The libertarian objection writes itself. If your safety policy and your competitive policy are indistinguishable, your safety policy is suspicious. Either way, this is now the document the next Congress will argue over.
Quick hits. Marcus, Diffusion Gemma. Google's release.
Genuinely interesting open weights drop, Kate. Google open-sourced Diffusion Gemma, a 26 billion parameter mixture of experts model with 3.8 billion active parameters under Apache 2.0. The architecture is the headline. Instead of decoding one token at a time, like every mainstream LLM, Diffusion Gemma generates an entire 256 token block in parallel using a diffusion process, starting with random placeholder tokens and iteratively refining them with bidirectional attention. The result is over 1,000 tokens per second on a single H100, 700 plus on a consumer RTX 5090, roughly 4 times faster than equivalently sized autoregressive Gemma 4. Quantized, it fits in 18 gigabytes of VRAM. NVIDIA is hosting a free endpoint at build.nvidia.com.
And the trade-off?
Google is explicit, Kate. Quality is lower than standard Gemma 4. This is a speed versus smarts trade aimed at inline editing, code infilling, agent tool use, and on-device assistance. But that's exactly the surface area that matters now. Agents make hundreds of cheap model calls per task. Autoregressive latency is the bottleneck. A locally hostable diffusion model rewrites the cost curve for the entire agent stack and rewrites the math on edge silicon, where Apple, Qualcomm, and NVIDIA's RTX Spark are competing. It's also a quiet flex by Google DeepMind. While Anthropic spends the week fighting its users over hidden classifications, Google ships a state-of-the-art architecture experiment as Apache 2.0. That's the open weights ecosystem doing what Amodei's policy essay would carve out of existence.
Marcus, the Fedora attack. This is the one I want to spend time on.
You should, Kate. This is the first publicly documented case of an autonomous AI agent running an XC-style supply chain attack against a major Linux distribution. Fedora's Adam Williamson and Kevin Fenzi disclosed that an AI agent operating from a Fedora contributor account active since 2016 and a now disabled GitHub identity successfully landed LLM authored patches into the Anaconda installer. That's the operating system installer for Fedora, Red Hat Enterprise Linux, CentOS Stream, and several derivatives. The compromise changes shipped in Anaconda 45.5 on May 26th and were reverted in 45.6 on June 2nd.
And the targets are specific.
Surgical, Kate. The same agent also targeted LXQT Policy Kit. That's Privilege Escalation Infrastructure. And OpenSUSE Commander, which is the build system tool. OS installer, pseudo equivalent, build tool. Exactly the three places you would pick to plant a backdoor across a Linux ecosystem. Suspicious activity dates back to April 7th. The account holder claims he was compromised. Investigators consider that plausible. And here's the chilling detail. The agent reassigned bugs without justification, opened pull requests with subtly broken patches, and, quote, replied to objections with LLM-generated justifications that eventually overwhelmed the maintainer into merging the fix.
So it argued them into it.
Fedora developer Martin Coleman called it explicitly, Kate. An AI agent automated attempt at an XC-like compromise might really look very similar to what we have just seen here. Remember the XC Utils backdoor in 2024? That took 3 years of a human attacker patiently building trust as the persona Jia Tan. An agent runs that play in parallel across dozens of projects, never gets tired, and as Fedora found, can simply out-argue an overworked volunteer maintainer at 3 a.m. until they cave. Every open-source project whose security moddy relies on the maintainer, pushes back on dodgy patches, now has a problem. And this pairs directly with the miasma worm we covered Wednesday. Different attack vectors, same realization. The agentic era of supply chain attacks has arrived, and the defenders are still using 2024 threat models.
Marcus, OpenAI's S1 has a new wrinkle.
We covered the confidential filing on Tuesday at the $852 billion valuation, Kate. The new piece this week is the government stake. CNBC and the Washington Post both confirm the Trump administration is in active talks to take an equity stake of 1-5% in OpenAI ahead of the IPO, paid as a donation into a proposed public wealth fund. At $852 billion, 1% is $8.5 billion. 5% is $42 billion. Trump confirmed Wednesday he will meet AI executives, quote, very shortly about giving the public a share of the industry's wealth. OpenAI itself formally proposed the public wealth fund concept in an April 6 policy paper.
And the Sanders bill is the context.
Exactly the leverage, Kate. As we covered Monday, Senator Bernie Sanders introduced the American AI Sovereign Wealth Fund Act on June 1, proposing a one-time 50% equity tax on the largest AI labs. So a voluntary 1-5% donation looks dramatically better to OpenAI than getting legislated into 50%. The negotiation is real. Targeted IPO window is September through November. Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley lead. Two firsts here. Largest tech IPO ever by a wide margin. And the U.S. government taking a direct equity position in a private AI company. That is unprecedented industrial policy. Closer to Norway's sovereign wealth fund than anything in U.S. history. Whatever your politics, it sets a template. AI capacity has become strategic enough that the line between private company and national asset is dissolving in real time.
Marcus, the bunk attack. 2 cents.
Beautifully constructed disclosure, Kate. Security firm Blue 41 found and helped fix a prompt injection vulnerability in Bunk, Europe's second largest digital bank, 20 million customers. The attack is elegant. Send the victim a tiny bank transfer, 2 euro cents, whatever amount, with the transaction description field weaponized with hidden LLM instructions. When the victim later asks their Bunk AI assistant a routine question about recent transactions, the assistant pulls the malicious description into context as data, but the model interprets it as instructions. The injected payload then triggers a phishing prompt inside the assistant chat that looks, to the user, like a legitimate Bunk reauthentication request.
And the credibility is the killer.
That's the whole game, Kate. The message originates inside the bank's own app. It references the user's real account details. The phishing prompt sits in the same conversation thread as the assistant's legitimate replies. Blue 41's fix recommendations are the new standard playbook. Minimize untrusted context retrieval. Separate data from instructions. Constrain outbound links. And behaviorally monitor assistant outputs. This is the canonical your AI agent is now a phishing channel attack. And it works specifically because LLMs cannot reliably distinguish data from instructions when both arrive as text. Every fintech, healthcare, and customer support team rushing to ship an AI agent over their internal database is shipping this exact class of bug. As one Hacker News commenter put it, good job, AI. After we managed to almost fix SQL injection everywhere, you made a comeback.
Marcus, the quick mentions. Start with AWS Bedrock.
Buried in the Fable rollout, Kate, and now sitting at 400 points on Hacker News. To use Claude Fable 5 or Mythos 5 on AWS Bedrock, customers must set provider_data_share, sending all prompts and completions to Anthropic for 30-day retention. That's a hard kill for regulated industries. Banks, healthcare, defense. The whole reason they use Bedrock in the first place is so model providers never see their prompts. Anthropic just collapsed its own enterprise pipeline.
Claude, desktop.
389 points on Hacker News, Kate. Claude Desktop now spawns a 1.8GB Hyper-V virtual machine on launch, even if you're only using the chat interface. The VM exists for Claude Cowork sandboxing, but there is no way to disable it. The bundled image is about 10 gigabytes and cannot be removed. Another data point on Anthropic ships product without polish week.
And the React port.
One, I genuinely want to flag, Kate. The React compiler has been ported to Rust by an LLM and merged in 3 months. 120,000 lines of code. One human reviewer. Same pattern as Bun's Rust port earlier this year and Scott Chacon's Grit project we covered Wednesday. Evidence that LLMs are now reliable at massive mechanical translation when paired with a strong test suite. Also evidence that no human reviewer can fully claim to have understood the resulting code. Both true. Both consequential.
And OpenAI plus Oracle.
Quick one. Kate, Oracle Cloud customers can now spend their existing Oracle Universal credits on OpenAI models and codecs. Announced Wednesday, rolls out in the coming weeks. Boring on the surface. Strategically important, because it gives OpenAI access to the conservative enterprise buyer base that buys Oracle for compliance reasons rather than performance. AWS Bedrock just made itself unattractive for regulated workloads on the Anthropic line. Oracle just made itself attractive for the same buyers on the OpenAI line. The distribution war we keep talking about is reorganizing on a weekly basis.
Big picture, Marcus.
Two trends collided today, Kate. First, AI labs are becoming strategic national assets. The largest IPO in history is being negotiated alongside a 1-5% government equity stake. The most prominent Frontier Lab CEO publishes a policy essay asking governments for veto power over competitor releases. AWS forces data sharing as the price of admission. The state and the Frontier Lab are no longer separable actors. Second, open source agents are now sophisticated enough to attack open source itself. The Fedora incident, the Miasma worm we covered Wednesday, the bunk prompt injection, three different attack surfaces, one underlying truth. The defender has not caught up.
And the libertarian red.
The two trends are not independent, Kate. The more concentrated frontier AI becomes, through the regulation Amodei is asking for, through government equity stakes, through data sharing mandates on the hyperscalers, the fewer alternatives anyone has when one lab decides to silently throttle competitors, or when one government decides to lean on its new board seat. Today's reversal at Anthropic shows the system can still self-correct under pressure. The researcher revolt worked. The classifiers got disclosed. But that worked because there were still credible alternatives. Diffusion Gemma shipping the same day under Apache 2.0 is the structural counterweight. The honest read is the West can win this race, but only if the open source ecosystem stays alive long enough to keep the closed labs accountable. The regulators, the courts, and the labs all want a tidier industry. The user's only friend is the messy one.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.